Good morning. This is Amy Worth. I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Metropolitan Transportation Commission for Wednesday, January 22nd, 2014. First of all, I'd like to turn to the Secretary to confirm that we have a quorum.
We have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Our next item of business, we will go into closed session, which is a conference with legal counsel regarding existing litigation. The Commission will meet in closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9A and Paragraph 1 of Subdivision D of Government Code Section 54956.9 to confer with legal counsel regarding the following litigation: Bay Area Citizens versus Association of Bay Area Governments and Metropolitan Transportation Commission et al., Alameda County Superior Court Case Number RG13690631, Building Industry Association Bay Area versus the Association of Bay Area Governments and Metropolitan Transportation Commission et al., Alameda County Superior Court Case Number RG13692098, Communities for a Better Environment and the Sierra Club versus the Metropolitan Transportation Commission and Association of Bay Area Governments et al., Alameda County Superior Court Case Number RG13692189, The Post Sustainability Institute, Rosa Quar, Michael Shaw versus the Association of Bay Area Government and the Metropolitan Transportation Commission et al., Alameda County Superior Court Case Number RG13699215. So I'd like to request that everybody clear the room, and then we will begin the closed session. All right. I'd like to reconvene our meeting back into open session and turn to our counsel for the report of that closed session, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Commission met in closed session pursuant to agenda item number 2 for a conference with legal counsel as further identified in the agenda, and the Commission took no reportable action.
Thank you very much. Moving on to item 4, the Chair's report. I have no items to report today. I'd like to move now to item 5, which is a report of our Policy Advisory Council, and that's Kathleen Baker. Welcome.
Good morning, Commissioners. We had a rather productive working meeting on January 8th in preparation for our joint planning and working meeting on February 12th. That we're looking forward to, and did a great small breakout group facilitated discussion. And so that yielded lots of good ideas from some of the new council members, and we're looking forward to bringing those to you on the 12th.
And we look forward to our meeting together on the 12th of February. So thank you very much for coming, and thank you for wading through our previous items to be here. So
understood.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Okay, our next item. We have our executive director's report.
Madam Chair, in the interest of time, I'll mention only one item that's not in my report that I believe you were informed of yesterday, which is the departure of the woman to my left. And yes, indeed. Go ahead. Give vent to your feelings.
Tears. Those are tears.
Right. It's exactly how I think.
I bet.
Now's not the time, but it's a tremendous loss for our agency. I really can't imagine this place without Ann, so I'm going to have a hard time coping with this transition, as I'm sure you will. And I'm sure Ann will have no trouble with it at all. So if you'd like to say a few words now, you're certainly welcome to, but there'll be a time and a place for that later. But I did want to mark the milestone, 30 years plus, pretty good run.
Great. Thank you, Steve. Yeah. And I know that we all will look forward to the opportunity to really express our appreciation and incredible regard for you and your service to the Bay Area in this commission. So thank you.
Madam Chair, can I make a motion not to accept your resignation?
I agree.
Second.
It's all second. It's unanimous.
Now I have to say something. Steve offered the same, but you can't deny a retirement, so resignation would be different.
Is that one of those parliamentary?
I will use this just a minute to say that there will be time to say a proper goodbye. This place is absolutely incredible, and the hardest decision in my life is a decision to leave it. It's being left in extremely good hands. I'm really most take pride in the fact that I've been able to work with so many young people coming through this organization, and I think you're going to be very well served, not to mention the guys to my left and right who are certainly here to carry on. But I will have more to say later, and I appreciate the sincerity of your appreciation. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much, Ann. Moving on, are there any commissioner comments? All right. Our consent calendar.
Consent.
Moved by Commissioner Spearing, seconded by Commissioner Tissier. I have no speaker cards. All in favor? Aye. Opposed? That is adopted. Next item, we'll move to the committee reports. Item 9, first I'd like to turn to Commissioner Tissier for the report of the Administration Committee.
The Administration Committee met on January 8, 2014, and referred three items to the Commission for its approval. MTC Resolution Number 4089, revised, approves an amendment to the MTC Fiscal Year 2013-14 agency budget to include new grants and prior year carryover funding. I move approval of MTC Resolution Number 4089, revised.
Okay. All right. We have one speaker card. Is there a second, first of all?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Spearing. We have one speaker, Jerry Grace, on item 9A.
I don't know if this is a bit of good time or not, but let me know, Amy.
Yeah.
This is about Jerry Brown, about the address. Is it good time now or end of it?
Perhaps the public comment.
Okay.
We've got you for the public comments. So
yeah, I didn't know which is which. That's why I didn't know if it'd be a good time or a bad time.
Okay.
That's why I didn't know which is which. Okay, perfect.
Oh, great. Thank you, Jerry. Okay, then, any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries unanimously.
We also have MTC Resolution 4115 revised, which approves revisions of the investment policy for MTC and all other funds. I move approval of MTC Resolution Number 4115 revised.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Tissier, seconded by Commissioner McKenzie. I have no speaker cards. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries unanimously.
I also have one more resolution, MTC Resolution 4129, which authorized the executive director or his designee to execute a joint exercise of powers agreement and join and participate in the investment trust of California called CalTrust. I move approval of MTC Resolution Number 4129.
Is there a second,
please?
Moved, yes. Commissioner, made by Commissioner Tissier, seconded by Commissioner Irigaray. I have no speaker cards. Any further discussion? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Moving on to item 10, we have the Planning Committee. I'd like to turn to Commissioner Spearing.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I bring forth the Resolution 3424 revised to the Commission and recommends a finding of consistency with the Bay Plan area for 2013 congestion management programs from Alameda, Contra Costa, Marin, San Francisco, San Mateo, Santa Clara, and Solano counties based on the final CMPs being consistent with the drafts that have been reviewed. And I would move Resolution 3424.
Second.
That's been moved by Commissioner Spearing and seconded by, I couldn't hear. Thank you. Commissioner Kinsey, I have no speaker cards. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. We'll now move on to the Legislation Committee. I'd like to turn to the Chair, Commissioner Hagerty, for that report, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, I'd just like to thank my Vice Chair, Sam Licaro, for starting the meeting. Actually did the whole meeting, even though I sat through some of it. So thank you, Sam, for doing that. And I'm going to move the first item. I'm going to talk about the first item, but I have a comment. So the Legislative Committee met on January 10th 2014 and referred two items to the commission. First, the National Freight Program Advocacy Principles. The commission's 2014 advocacy program adopted in December supports the creation of a national freight program funded by a new dedicated revenue stream. The legislation committee supported the principles but requested a few changes to reflect the goal of improving efficiency of exports and adopting of funding mechanisms that protect the competitiveness of the Port of Oakland relative to other North American ports, including those in Canada and Mexico. And what I want to say, and first of all, I want to thank Randy. I don't see him in here, but I want to thank Randy for working with us during the meeting on that item. But and then he sent over the verbiage, and I'm feeling a little bit, well, I can't say what I want to say. But I agreed to the language. My staff showed me, but it's one of those things where you're running out the door and they put that in front of your face and I say, oh yeah, that's fine. And now why I was just rambling. My concern was more about the ports that are being established, for example, in Mexico, and more importantly, the one up in Canada, the Port of Prince Rupert. And it wasn't so much about the Port of Oakland, although I guess we all want to make sure we protect the Port of Oakland, but there's being a diversion of container freight from the U.S. ports moving up into Canada now coming through the Port of Prince Rupert, which they also now own the CN line that dissects right through the middle of the United States, which, you know, they're not required to do infrastructure upgrades, grade crossings, and things like that. And that's what I was really trying to get at, that, I mean, if we're going to start seeing this diversion of freight that's not coming in the Port of Oakland, now it's going up to Canada, and they're running through our communities wherever, it seems to me there should be some sort of fee or something as they come into the United States that they have to pay that goes to upgrades and things like that. So I know Randy tried, and Steve, is there anything we can do in relationship to that?
Commissioner, I really would like to study that question a little bit. So, I mean, one approach would be to hold this off for a month, or if you're willing to just let this go as it is, and then we can bring some amendment to the legislation committee.
Right, because I understand that it gets back to a lot of trade issues and things like that.
Right.
So, yeah, let's move forward with this today and maybe continue to have some discussion about the impact of the Port of Prince Rupert.
Okay.
Up in Canada. So I would move that.
Okay, motion made by Commissioner Hegarty, seconded by Commissioner Sperring. I have one speaker card on item 11. Jerry Grace. Jerry, would you like to comment on this item or the next one? There are two items within this particular item.
Well, I'm going to say this really quickly.
Okay.
On that day, on February 21st, estate building, everybody can come to for, people come from Sacramento come to Oakland at a state building, and everybody was speaking, everything they wanted to talk about. Yeah, stuff is happening. A lot of people is not very happy what's going on, and they on, how would I say this? They're a little bit hovering to bring up. Maybe you heard this before or not, but they buy, I don't know how you fly or not, but they buy, it's two of them, you say.
Okay. All right, Jerry, thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Any further discussion on the first motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That carries unanimously. All right.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The next bill, I think, is way long overdue. H.R. 3636 by Blumenauer, which would increase the federal excise tax on gasoline from 18.4 cents per gallon to 33.4 cents per gallon. The measure also includes a federal excise tax on diesel fuel by 15 cents per gallon. The tax increase would generate approximately $170 billion over 10 years. I move that MTC support the National Freight Program Advocacy Principles with the additional modifications of H.R. I'm sorry, I did the first part. We already did that. I move that we approve H.R. 3636.
Okay. Second.
Thank you. All right. It's been I just wanted to think I have a speaker card on item Oh, no, that's the next one. Okay. It's moved by Commissioner Hegarty, seconded by Commissioner Kinsey. Any further discussion? I have no public comment.
Just briefly, yes. I'd like to ask, you know, Commissioner, I mean, you know, Congressman Blumenauer is a friend of active transportation, but does he have any connection with reality in this next debate?
I would characterize this as a bit of a stalking horse, and whether this succeeds, I think is unlikely, but if it can give some folks some courage to do something different, that'd be okay too.
Sounds great. Thanks. You should wear a bow tie next time you go to Washington, would you?
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yeah.
I think it's great that he's pushing the envelope. I think it's an issue. I think sometimes it's so tempting just to let things die because today there's no hope, but I think hope springs eternal. So that's my take.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to clarify. I have a speaker card here. It doesn't have a name on it. And it has item 11, public comment. And the public comment is item 12. If you'd like to speak on this item or on public comment. Great. Okay. Thank you. All right. Then without any further, no further discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Okay, fine. Next thing, we'll move on to public comment. Our first speaker, I don't have a name, so I want to invite you to come up. And
thank you. Jeffrey Heller, Heller Manis Architects. Also, former member of your Bay Bridge Design Advisory Panel. I cross the bridge often. I walk on the bridge. I ride on the bridge. I watch cars in the breakdown lanes, being in the breakdown lanes and not inhibiting traffic. Quite terrific, I think. I'm here on another matter, though. I've been actually wanting to speak to you for a few months, but I've been waiting for the main issues to settle down. And what I'm here to talk to you about today is to raise the level of challenge for you once again and suggest it is time to restudy and bring back the thought about a second BART crossing. And I think it's high time to look at that. Riding BART, it's oversaturated, it's past its peak. The city and the Bay Area are in, I think, a sea change. We do a lot of major work in San Francisco and around the Bay. And I do a lot of work in China. And so I have a lot of perspective on the urban design. I think it's time to open that dialogue again. My thought is that there is the opportunity to come on a southern crossing of BART that could catch then Alameda reemerge out of Oakland. It would cross to the SoMa district, which is now the new urban center of business in San Francisco. It could go along King Street. It could serve the ballpark. It could catch the terminus of the new 4th Street rail. It could catch Caltrain's terminal. It could go south then to the Bayview Hunters Point emerging area and then ultimately wind up at the airport. It could also relieve transportation pressure on Caltrain in anticipation of the new high-speed rail program that we all hope to see in the future and the travel pressures there. So that's it. Thank you for hearing that, but I think it's time that we all start looking at that again seriously.
Well, thank you for your comments, and thank you for your past service in the Bay Bridge. It's remarkable. The people really love the aesthetic. So, now our final speaker is Jerry Grace.
This number one thing I'm going to bring up, a very, very important. I know everybody here walking on the new bridge. And something yesterday, I saw something, I don't know you noticed or not, that bridge is in the way because people walking the path, and people ride their bike going to their side. They have no way to get through. But I don't understand why they did not finish the walk to the San Francisco. Yeah, that bridge got cut off somehow, some reason. I don't understand that. And that's why I bring it up now, because it looked like people walking from there had to walk back. Yes, people ride a bike or a car or have no way finish walking. I hope you know,
Jerry,
what I'm talking about.
I do. Thank you for your comments. And maybe our Mr. Vermeer can just would be happy to talk with you offline. As soon as we remove the old bridge, we'll be able to complete the bike path to the island. So,
okay. The second thing is Jerry Brown is addressed some stuff today at 10 o'clock this morning. I don't know if you got it or not. The third thing, the third thing about the Tall Hall meeting.
Oh, here, I'll take it.
I don't need to do that.
Thank you.
That was at number 11, where I tried to point out, we please tell people what is going on that day on the 21st.
Okay. Thank you very much. And just to say, you presented a notice. There's a meeting, a town hall meeting, to help get people to work, increasing employment opportunities for people with developmental disabilities on Friday, February 21st at the State Office Building in Oakland at 9:30. So thank you for bringing that to our attention. Great.
I didn't mean I'm good about it.
I appreciate you bringing that, and I wanted to thank you for your comments. And we'll now adjourn the meeting to our next meeting, which will be Wednesday, February 26th. Thank you very much.